prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 11 August 2025. Welcome to this program. We're glad you're with us. And before we get this weekend, we're going to have Bible study prayerfully. If everything works out right, we're going to have, as always, our Christian Worldview News update. And I always start out with a prayer request and praise reports. Then we're going to have a guest come on and join us. We're going to discuss what the true Christian mindset should be. And everyone calls himself a Christian. Unfortunately, it's not really our fault. It's because we've been so dumbed down from the laws and concepts of the Word of God. We're going to discuss that this coming Saturday with Daniel Smithwick. We'll tell you more about him as you get closer to the day. So join us this coming Saturday. You can watch us live if you want to. A lot of people do. By going to PastorButch.com and clicking on Rumble, and there will be starting at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Please come and join us. If you can't do that, just call the phone number 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. Come and join us in Bible study. And if you want to, you can call while we're talking. There'll be a phone number you can call and talk to us, ask questions, make comments. Folks, we're there because we care, and that's just the truth. But come and join us. And I will say this and move on to have our guest up. Thank you all for letting us slide out for a couple of days. Marsh and I did get out in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. We took in three good, clean family shows. The one I recommend, but everything else I saw is called Comedy Barn. They had me laughing so hard I was crying. I mean, good, clean family fun in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. But we took time to eat out a few nights, had dinner together. I had a date with my wife. I've been married to her almost 54 years. And as silly as it sounds, I still like to hold her hand while we're eating. I know that sounds silly. I realize it does to a lot of people. But it's because of Christ in our marriage that kept it that way. As I witnessed to a young couple last week in the gym, I told you all about it. Of course, that testimony I gave, I witnessed a couple made one lady in Kansas City really upset with me because I don't guess I did it right according to her. But nonetheless, it's a blessing to have Christ in a marriage. And tomorrow night I'm going to discuss that some more about what upset Christina and why I think her thinking is way off base. I'm going to discuss that because it's very important. Folks, we are here to witness to people. We're here to tell them about Christ and the blessings of being a Christian. But you have to do it the same way Christ did it. And I guess in Christina's mind, I didn't do that. Tonight we're going to discuss that in more detail. And this come weekend, Lord willing, there will be Bible study. Again, like I said, come and join us. We want you to join us. That's why we have them live. Lots and lots of folks watch them when they're recorded, and that's all well and good. But being live in some place is more like being a part of it. So please feel free to join us. Now, our guest tonight, go back to when she was 19 years old. At least 12, it was 20 years ago. She's 39 now. So it's been at least 12. She was about 19 when we started. Now, if y'all believe that, I'm going to sell you a farm in Texas in a second. But anyway, this lady and I go back a long time. She's a personal friend of Marcia and I's, very dear personal friend that's blessed us with her help many times. And if you listen to this program right now live on shortwave in 4.40, I believe it is, you're listening because she is paying for the airtime. She has been for a long time. She's helped us with this ministry now for a lot of years. Her name is Melody Cederstrom. She is the owner of Discount Gold and Silver. You say, well, you're going to have infomercial night. Yes and no. We're going to discuss all things tonight. All things happening, a lot of what's going on in the world and around the country, and what's happening on the news front, because it's important. Folks, I keep saying this over and over. I am not of this world, but I am in this world. My duty here as I'm in this world is to stand for truth and righteousness and defy evil any way you possibly can. And I'm to expose evil, according to Ephesians. I'm to expose evil and make it known to people. And we are seeing such insanity. Our nation's literally unraveling every day. Another shooting at a Target store today. There's a shooting about every day. And it seems like everything from nature itself, this man's been playing with for many years, weather control for years, they're doing that. They ramped it up a lot, and it's really getting much worse. Y'all know that. Floods and storms and droughts and other places. And now, of course, shootings and immorality is growing so much, it's unbelievable. But now it got to the point that our president, for the first time in history, is sending federal troops into Washington, D.C. to control the city. Now, you can't cry states' rights, because D.C. is not a state, and it shouldn't be. It really is a federal holdout. It really and truly is a federal property. Anything within 10 square miles of Washington, D.C. is considered a federal property. Now, it's in your Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17. Read it for yourself. Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17. So the president has authority to do that in D.C. Do I agree with it? No, I don't like seeing things taken down another road further into a police state. But doesn't seem to slow Trump down at all. He's doing that. He's bringing it into the digital currencies. It's all coming together under the man who's going to save his country, at least what a lot of people thought. Some people still swear by it, and that's called idolatry. But nonetheless, we'll move on. Our guest tonight is Melody Cederstrom. She's been a dear friend for a long time. Oh, welcome to the broadcast. Melody, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. This is always great to be here.
Well, it's good to have you, and I do mean that. You've always been really good to me and the family, and you treat us like your family. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
We are. That's because we are.
We really are. Mm-hmm. And we do go back a few years, don't we?
We do. Well, a few.
And how quickly went by. How fast time is going by, Melody. We're almost halfway through August. It'll be winter time before you know it again. And another year will be going before you know it. And so many things are happening. We can discuss a lot of things here in a minute. But, you know, Trump's going to meet with Putin Friday, I guess, in Alaska. I'm guessing
Russia.
Or Russia, whatever, there, yeah. And Zelensky wasn't invited, I don't suppose, but a lot of things are happening in this country. And I sit back and marvel that I have to give the enemy credit for holding things together for so long. Even economically, they have destroyed our economic base. They've destroyed it. We haven't had a sound money system since 1964. As the last vestige of sound money, when silver is still back to dollar. We've had fiat currency. We've had everything we've done has been on paper. It's been really worthless. We think it's good, so therefore we use it because we think it's good in our mind. It's good, a dollar bill, dollar bill. It's worth less every day, but we still use it because that's what we have. It's a medium exchange. And we've been sold this bill of goods, and they managed for a lot of years, Melody, to prop this system up in every way. Unbelievable way sometimes. They figured out how to prop this thing up and keep it running a while longer, haven't they?
Well, they have. And you know what? You mentioned an infomercial. That's the last thing that I want to bring to a program, when no matter who I'm on the program with, is an infomercial. Yeah. There's information. And, you know, folks, you know, you know, sometimes you also need to send questions and ask questions because – you know, so we, after 30 years, it's hard to look at things from, you know, from a client's point of view sometimes. They have questions we think we've answered, but, you know, maybe we've overlooked something. So, and it's important. And also the tie to gold and to what's going on in the world today. And it definitely is. I mean, we all knew, you've heard for how many years, everyone listening, and, you know, Federal Reserve is, you know, not a government agency, and we know how it started and when it started and what they're doing. And but folks, we're there. When you look at this, when you see who's in office and you see who the heads of these departments are, pretty much everyone has some financial history with devaluing currencies. And he just added somebody else to a Fed governorship, not Jerome Powell, I think it was in New York, that has experience in devaluing currencies. He wanted to devalue the currency during Trump's first term, but we had Larry Kudlow in there, and Kudlow was a strong dollar advocate. He, the first time he was ever interviewed, or second time, or very early, you know, in the administration, Kudlow came out and said, buy the dollar, sell gold. That's how strong, and that's how that administration for those first 4 years. This is different now. Everybody in there wants to have the dollar devalued. It's part of also lowering interest rates. It will devalue the currency. It's a way to default on the debt. And they will most likely, not quite sure if it'll be the only currency, but they will use it somehow, some way, to promote their crypto. These same people who have had long histories of devaluing currencies also are financially tied to many of the crypto companies and investments and so forth. So they stand to make tons of money. And it just defies my logic anyway as to why nobody really seems to care. Nobody really seems to care that Bessent is, you know, worked with George Soros in back in the early 90s to devalue England's currency. And then he worked for Soros for I don't know how many years. And then when Bessent opened up his own financial hedge fund or financial firm, Soros invested $2 billion. There's ties there. They don't go away. And you know what, Butch? Since Trump's been elected, I don't hear anybody talk much about Soros anymore.
Good point. I don't either.
He's just totally out of this. So it's things have not changed. So we're there. We've got a lot of dates. I'm not a date person, but we have 2025, July. We have Olympics going on in this country. We have a lot of dates that I think are important to this president. And I think things will either happen before or shortly thereafter, depends on how it's going to be spun. And so there's no time to waste. So again, this is not an infomercial. This is bringing you information that I don't think you hear anywhere else. You don't hear people talking about, you know, these guys' history and their ties and you know, the ties that his sons, again, have direct sales for product, for pharma, big pharma. And it's you know what? It isn't new. Look at the Kennedys. Look at the Bushes. Look at all of these big families that were in government and so forth. They were all involved in drugs. They were all involved in alcohol during the prohibition and everything else. So, but we know about it now. I don't think people knew about it then like we do today. So it's really up to each and every one to really take charge of their own finances and don't fall for all this BS. And I hear it. Well, he's really doing some good. Yes, he closed the borders. Okay. Oh, you got what you wanted. He gave it to you. That's how he got elected. And he'll do a few more things in order. but there's so much more in the background that is not good. And I saw a statement, Butch, if I can keep my little dog Penny quiet. I saw a statement earlier. It was in an article, and it really was a liberal article, but I scrolled through it because sometimes you can pick up a statement or two that, interesting. There was a statement in there about conservatives killing the Constitution they love because they hate the left more, and is made more poignant by Trump's utter cluelessness. And then it goes on, he talks, he doesn't intend to end the American experiment in self-government and individual freedom. He isn't that sophisticated. But my point is, they have created so much hate on both sides. And it's true. You listen to all these conservative news programs, and all they do is talk about Democrats and how stupid they are and why they're doing this and why, and they are. But on the other side, you hear the Democrats talking about the same thing to the about the Republic. Both sides hate one another. There's so much hate in this country and division.
Yes, and that's on purpose, Mel. That's not happened by chance. It's on purpose. They want division. A divided people are easier to control and conquer. You know that. You get them split up in groups. If we all come together in one mind to fight for the right cause, it'd be hard to stop. But keep us divided in factions so we can't be as effective as we would be in a large group. But I think anyone with any wisdom at all on what's happening spiritually and even physically now, and economically, of course, we can see this thing, the country unraveling a lot of different ways. No, they don't let you just go up and, every time point out something. But when you see a nation that's always in chaos over something, I mean, when's the last time you watched a news broadcast when the sky wasn't falling? Well, think about that a minute.
But that's how people are manipulated. Fear and greed.
That's right. Exactly right. And that's, as I say many times, Christ leads by faith. Satan drives by fear. Yeah. And COVID was a good proof of that. I mean, look what happened to our country. It's still up in the country. It's still falling apart. Factories are still shutting down over what they lost during COVID. I think 5,000 already shut this year alone. Businesses went out. This is happening to us as we speak. So yeah, manipulation is a big way to get people's votes and keep them under your thumb because they're afraid to do anything on their own. Go ahead, Melody.
And you know what? If a Democrat president would have, if he would have done what Trump is doing now to D.C., there'd be so much outrage in the conservative network. There would have been.
Oh, yes, I agree.
I mean, it would have been, oh, my gosh. I can't even find the right words. And now it's kind of like, well, you know, D.C. really does need to be cleaned up. And, yeah, get those home. Yeah, and, you know, it's about time someone is fighting against all this crime and so forth. I thought that's why we have laws on the books. It's the same thing with the border. Enforce the laws that we have on the border. Enforce the laws that we have in the states. And, you know, if you get a bad, you know, what do? You elect them out. And you know what? Why don't you let people have weapons again to protect themselves? I bet that would cut down crime a whole lot more than deploying troops in D.C. streets. And another thing, when you listen to what he talked about today, and again, it isn't so much what he says, it's so much what Bondi says.
Yes.
And again, they throw the word liberation around. They used it in California. They used it for tariffs. They like that word. Liberation, liberated. D.C. is going to be liberated. You should be afraid of that. It should wake you, not afraid, but it should wake you up.
Well, now, just stop and think. I know this is D.C. This is not a state. I understand that. But now we're seeing the commander-in-chief putting troops on the streets of America. Now, I know if we can all say, well, you're doing for a good cause. That's debatable. But the point of it is, that city is now under martial law.
Yes.
It is.
And he's encouraging if someone spits on them, we're going to knock them down.
Oh, yeah.
That's firing on the people.
Yes. Yep. It is. And I believe me, for an old redneck like me, I understand the sentiment. I can understand, hey, if somebody spits on me, there's obviously to be repercussions. I understand that. I do. But when you tell the law enforcement that they can do whatever they want to, somebody spits on them, what can that lead to? How far would they go? What can happen next? These are things we need to consider, Melody. I mean, our country is already so divided and so angry, and rightfully so in some cases, that it wouldn't take much to set the tinderbox off in certain areas, and who knows what it can lead to. Who knows? What if somebody will lose their mind and fire up on the troops in D.C.? Well, 3-4 guys come out with what they call assault weapons and open fire on the troops in D.C. What would that lead to? And it could happen. It could happen.
And you know what the thing of it is? Everybody says it's law, you know. Well, that judge lady, I can't remember. Judge Jeanine, is that her name? Judge Jeanine? Picano, or
yeah.
No disrespect to her, because there was lots of things she says that I really do agree with. But she was talking about the difficult that they have is when you have these young kids under 18, when they do something that it's hard to charge them by federal law because of this, and that, and so forth. And then Trump brings up Bondi and says, no, we're going to be charging them.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, okay, so who's breaking the law here? And I'm sure each case is going to be different based on, you know, the crime and the age and so forth. But the comments, you got to, people need to listen to what they're truly saying.
I agree. I totally agree with that. And it should concern all of us. All of us should be concerned about this, because it's something it's never happened before in the United States, ever. At least not this, to this degree. It should concern us. And on top of that, I don't know what it's going to do with the economy, but we're seeing the BRIC nations and others tightening the grip, the squeeze of the dollar, I guess you could say. We're seeing that come about. Trump's tariffs, are they doing any good? Well, I cannot really say yet, but I do know for a fact that prices are going up because of it. People are suffering financially. One out of every four American families now has somebody during the day who skips a meal to save money so they can pay their bills. Now, that's a fact. That's Michael Snyder's writing. He'll be on the broadcast next week. But all this is happening on top of what's happening in D.C. and other places in the country with violence and turmoil everywhere. And the world is boiling on the stove right now with no outlet. Anything could happen. And it should concern us. Will Putin and Trump settle the war in Ukraine and Russia before it blows into something else? I watched the ones who blame Ukraine, blame Russia for attacking Ukraine, and the senator?
Graham. Schmuck.
Yeah. Oh, talk about
it. He's disgusting.
He's either totally uneducated on history, or he's a liar. Either way, he shouldn't be in office.
He's both.
I think you're right. So, but this is what we're seeing. And that should concern us all, because I live in America. I have grandchildren and now great-grandchildren in America. What are they going to face one day? Everybody's talking about we need to fight for a liberty and for our freedom and what America is the freest nation in the world. That's no longer true by any means. But we believe that. That's how they sell it to us. As somebody once said, that where the dollar goes, the flag follows, and then the troops follow the flag. So it's all about money. It's all about wealth, all about power. Always has been. Always has been, according to Scripture, and always will be about that. So, yes, what Trump is doing, I agree with a lot of things he's done. I agree with a lot of things he said. But the man is an egotistical maniac. He says he's the emperor of the world. And he said that. I didn't say that. So this is what's happening to a country that's lost her moral compass and lives in fear continually of what tomorrow brings.
The reason he says the things that we like to hear him say is because that's what sells the people. That's all he's doing. He's pitching the people so they support him. I mean, when was the last time you could, who in their right mind, any human being would allow a president to have immunity. Come on. Get real. I mean, it's just bizarre what this man has been able to do. The people that he had put in place in these various positions. Hey, I think I said this the other day, the ambassador to Italy. Well, I'm sorry, the place in Rome wasn't good enough for him to stay in, and so they had to remodel it. And so now he shipped his yacht, he boated his yacht over there, and he has to take a helicopter in order to go to work in Rome. Who in the heck's paying for all that?
Gee,
but nobody knows about that stuff. Nobody reads anything anymore. And, you know, you can read a lot of these things, and, yeah, maybe some of it's a little fuzzy, and maybe some of it's not. But the majority of it is real. But the man has duped the American people by telling them things that we wanted to hear. We wanted somebody to take control, just like this guy said on that article. The conservatives, the Republicans hate the Democrats so bad they were willing to accept anyone to feel like they were standing up and fighting. But fighting for what? That was the question. It wasn't for our freedoms. It wasn't for our liberties. It wasn't for this nation. It wasn't for our Constitution.
No. Melody, that hasn't been for years. Now, this is long before you and I were born, but this goes back way beyond even my dad's birthday in 1924. The nation started going down. Powerful man wanted to control the world and the wealth of the nations. That started, I mean, that World War I's all about that. World War II. And now maybe on the verge of World War III. But all this is about control. And again, you said it. Fear is a great controlling factor. And we're watching people's economic situation in a lot of places get much worse. How can anybody afford to pay $6 per pound of hamburger? I mean, think about that. You get a family feed of, say, three or four children. I raised three boys. You have to, I feel like feeding them hay with a little bit of milk on it because they eat so much all the time. But how can you afford to feed a family now with the way things are going? That's why both parents have to work. That's why they're struggling to pay the mortgage payment. I talked to a young lady, a waitress in Tennessee. We had breakfast at the Starliner Diner, 1950s style restaurant. And talking to the waitress, she said, I moved down here from Logan, West Virginia to get a job, make some money so I save up and buy a home back in Logan. She said, I've been working here for, I forget how many years, 7 years. I have enough money saved up to make a down payment, but I can't afford the payment out there. Everything's so expensive, I can't afford the payment. So she's still down there trying to get ahead and supporting a son who's handicapped and can't work. So this lady was almost in tears. We talked to her and Marsha prayed with her. It's just a fact of life that people are struggling to make it in a lot of different ways and are getting frustrated. Folks,
do you think these billionaires understand?
No, they don't care to understand. They can't understand. Folks, back at the break with your phone calls at 717-300-1698. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we're back here talking to Melody Cederstrom, and I hope that, if nothing else, this lady, as she said, she hates infomercial. This is not infomercial. This is Melody sharing thoughts with all of us. We're sharing everything back and forth. The phone line's open if you want to share your thoughts. This is not a one-sided program. We want your opinion also, because your opinion does matter. I learn a lot from listeners, Melody, that come in and share their thoughts with us. But you give us a call at 717-300-1698. And me and I am going to be able to give you her phone number and how to get in touch with her so you can call and talk to her if you want to. And I will say this with all my heart, because I'm living proof of it. If you can talk to her and find some way to invest in some solid, tangible items like precious metals, I would advise it very, very much. I know, listen, I've been this a long time. I know all the reasons why you shouldn't. I know what people, Christians say. Now, that's not biblically true at all, not sound at all. It's usable while it's usable, just like your dollar bill is. You put dollars in a checking account or back somewhere, a savings account perhaps. Why do you do that? One day they're going to be useless also. Long before gold and silver coins are going to be useless, they're going to be useless. So stop thinking about that. It's called a way to at least a little while safeguard what you've earned for the future for your sake and family's sake. The Melody, during the break, we were talking about different things, and you and Todd and I do a lot of laughs together, shared a lot of good times in between commercials. But with everything, you've been doing this now for a few years, and I know that you've seen a lot of things happen economically with all these years that you've been doing this. Has anything in your mind improved over the last 25, 30 years to give us hope that it's going to get better in the future?
No. Because the thing of it is, you know, you just always go back to basics. And the basics is constitutional money. And we have a fiat dollar. It's going to continue to lose value until they do what they're going to do, and I think they're very close to doing it. It's going to be done in this administration. I have no doubt. I thought perhaps it might have been done during the Biden administration. I figured, you know, he'd you know, something would happen and old Harris would get in there and, you know, all things. But there was a reason why they kept him going on as long as they did in the condition that he was in. They wanted to take it down there. That was all by design. That was the only, to me, that was probably the only way Trump could have been elected. And so, again, the same thing back in 2020. These elections have been, I don't want to say rigged, but these elections have been
controlled
for a very, very long time.
So they truly have.
And you see the amount of wealth. And you know what? Also, in the last 4 years, all we heard about Soros, but we also heard about Hunter Biden and his laptop that was on every Fox program 24/7 for 4 years. I'll tell you what, the money that Hunter Biden and the pay to play to Joe Biden is peanuts. Peanuts. Compared to what Donald Trump's sons are involved in and the amount of money and the pay for play and everything else that's going on. I mean, how can a president ask a corporation that they need to pay us 20, 15, 20% of their profits? Seriously? All of these companies that have meetings, you know, say that they're going to give, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars and so forth and whatnot, just in order to do business. How is that right? Who's going to actually be paying for the $200 million ballroom? And my question is, why does it take $200 million to build a ballroom?
I agree.
$200 million? Seriously?
Well, you, of all people in the world that should see through this, and unfortunately, and I'm saying this out of love and respect, this due, the church in America, the Christians in America should see through this idolatry. And that's what it boils down to. By putting a trust in man, we curse ourselves. That's not my words. That's God's words. You think we can see through this? After a while, we can see through this farce that we're being played like a fiddle. Have been for many, many years. Mm-hmm. You would think after a while, though, at least the older generation, like me, could stop to think, well, nothing's changed in all my life with these administrations, except things got worse and worse. I mean, look, in the last 30 years, look in the last 40 years, what's changed in our country? I mean, everything from 9/11 to Waco to Oklahoma City bombing to all manner of things that happened. I mean, the Patriot Act, on and on it goes. That happened under a conservative Christian president. Sure did.
Mandy Double A. Hey, draining the swamp?
Exactly. Oh. Exactly. Folks, Trump may have pointed out maybe the depth of the swamp a little bit.
No.
And how much it stinks.
No one's died.
But he, no. No, and no one's going to jail.
No.
No one's going to jail. Mm-mm. I mean, he's done his best to keep Epstein stuff covered up. He's done his best to do that. And when he ran on the promise that he would expose that. And now he says, are we still talking about that? I mean, the man is a liar. He's a blowhard. And listen, I didn't vote for Biden either. I didn't vote for anybody for this time, President, because I didn't have a choice. I cannot support either one of them in good conscience, and I won't do it. I simply will not do it. Biden's worse in the other areas than what Trump is. But it's a trade-off. One's better than something that I may agree with. But he's done some things I totally agree with. But his idea of being a leader is being an emperor. And I'm sorry, folks. You don't like what I'm saying. I'm telling you the truth, though. You know who I am.
You know, I was reading a little bit about the trade agreement with Japan. And, you know, oh, this great thing, this great tariff thing. No, it's not even a trade agreement, but the tariffs and so forth with Japan and so forth. Japan folded and so forth. That's not even true. Half the stuff that, you know, is being reported on, it's not even in a contract. It's just basically a discussion. And you know, the hundreds of million dollars that Japan is supposed to invest in the United States, maybe they said, maybe. It's like, but yet this was so set in stone, the Wall Street, the paper markets exploded, and you're not even getting the truth about what's really in it. All of these agreements, we don't have a clue what's in them. We don't even know if they're real, if they're signed. But yet again, we can kill how many Palestinians? I mean, sure. Look what's going on over there. They're raping. Trump even said in the beginning of his administration, well, the question was, how are you going to get the land from the Well, we're just going to take it.
Yep.
We're just going to take it. And that's exactly what they're doing.
That is true. Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And it's just absolutely what we're working for, annihilation of a race of people, of a group of people. That's
and
all
where's
it is.
Where's the concern from? Yeah, it just blows my mind. Going back to average household debt reaches $152,000. And what happens when you have millions of student loans? They're just being ignored. No one's paying their bills. They're just ignoring them.
Well, how can they pay something if they don't have money to do it with? And that's
exactly.
Just they can't do it. And I understand that they
can't get jobs.
Yeah, if they can find one to make a living off of, I agree. But you know, many people, and I'm sure a lot of them don't want to work. I guarantee you, I can promise that they can't even find help in McDonald's. They pay more. I've talked to a nurse here locally. Said the McDonald's worker get paid more an hour than she does. At McDonald's, she went to school to be a nurse, and they make more than she does an hour. So that's really a sad situation. But people, why should people work when they live off you and I? Why should they care? I mean, we would kick down the road under the COVID nonsense into more of a welfare state than we ever have been. But people don't know that, and people really just don't care about that. They don't need to hear it. They don't care. But this is what's happened to our country. We've lost our incentive to work. Work is almost going to be a four-letter word. People don't want to talk about it. They don't want to do it for sure. So we're seeing a nation just turn their back on God, become reprobate in so many different ways, Melody. Country is absolutely going down the tubes as fast as time will take it. And I wish I could say I see a change coming, but I don't. I see a change coming. But that's the kind that we're looking for. It's coming. It's not going to be good.
Now, you asked me earlier about the improvements that I've seen. And again, everything that's being done, everybody likes the border control right now. Well, what do you think is going to happen, you know, in 4 years when all of those executive orders are going to be reversed? I can't even believe there would ever be a Republican elected in 4 years as president. I can't even think of anyone that could. Yeah. Rubio?
No, I don't think so.
The VP, the current VP?
No.
He's creepy. I'm sorry, but he's creepy. That's my opinion. Nobody else. I don't want to get sued or have anybody shooting at me. But I mean, it's just, but the Democrats aren't any better. That's the sad thing. This is the best it gets, ladies and gentlemen. So you better enjoy the calm and do what you need to do to get protected. And there's lots of ways you can get, prepared and planned. And once you plan, you know, be a Girl Scout, always be prepared. You know, that's the key, because then you can sit back. And, you know, when you read stuff, when you sit back and you're prepared, you can read things and read between the lines, and you can even read other things. And you won't be consumed with it because you're prepared and you get a different insight. You get a different perspective on things. And it's healing. It's so many things. And I know a lot of people, Butch, they have their financial planners. They have their retirement accounts, their 401s. And I've been hearing it from all my friends and so forth. Oh, I've never had so much in my 401s. I mean, it's doing great. We're happy. They're out there spending money and so forth. They're not prepared. And what's going to happen?
I agree. I totally agree with that.
These people will be losing their homes. Retirees.
Well, I've said this with you many times on radio over many years. If I hadn't listened to Bob Chapman, he's one of the first ones to talk to me. You were in that bunch a little bit later on. Even Ted Anderson, the ex-head of Genesis Communications, and some others talked to me about preparing and putting back something that gains value more than a dollar. And of all the things that I invested in, silver and gold, gold's went up 1,800 bucks in the last 4 years. An ounce. How much the dollar went up in value in the last 4 years?
Oh, it gained 5% interest.
No, it didn't. Even if it did, it showed a loss because it dropped more than that in inflation. So you're losing money by investing paper. Just put it that way. You're losing money. You're not gaining ground at all. You're losing ground. Because I listen to people like Bob Chapman, I wish Bob was still around to share his thoughts with all this. I really do.
They'd be the same as mine.
Probably would be. I agree. Mm-hmm. I think you're right. But yes, folks, I listen, and by the grace of God, I listen. I'm not all that intelligent. I just listen to wise counsel. Because I did, I was able to pay off my home and property 17 years early with silver dollars I bought back in the 90s, traded them off in the 2000s, sold them in, and paid off my house and land. And I was so thrilled, so blessed, so to be able to, oh, Mel, you have no idea what a load took off my mind to know that if I, as long as I pay rent to the state every year, I got a place to live. That is such a load off my mind. And I traded, the year before, I traded for a 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee. No, it wasn't new, 64,000 miles in the body. It's got 77,000 on now. But the point of it is this, I was able to cash in some coins, Mel, you can tell you this, cashed in coins and paid it off, didn't I, Mel?
You did.
So, folks, this is why I did this. I'm not bragging. Please don't think I'm bragging on me. I am not worth bragging on at all. But I did listen to people who tried to help me. At least call Melody up tomorrow and talk to her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And remember, and I mean this sincerely, Shortwave is paid for by Melody. On this first hour, it's live. Melody's putting that bill for us. It had been for a long time. She doesn't have to do that. I know she's not a rich one, a rich individual. She made a living, as most of us have somewhere, somehow. But she's not wealthy. She can't afford to just cut her own waste money. But she helped us with this ministry for many years and helped Marsh and I personally and my children over many years help us get things lined out and fixed up. And I want to thank her for that. Go ahead, Melody.
Oh, well, you're welcome, but thank you. And yeah, Bob Chapman was cool. He had a much better way of bringing it and reporting on the news than I do, you know, but we pretty much agreed on this. And I learned a lot. So I was able to, you know, do programs with him for what, 8-9 years. So those 8-9 years of doing business with him or doing radio programs with him kind of molded me for the next 10 years. I mean, it's amazing when I talk about 10 years and 8 years, and I've been doing this for 30 years. It's like, seriously? Are you kidding me?
You started when he was 9 years old.
I did. It was a family business. Yeah.
No, but, you know, really, and time is going by so fast. Next month, not everybody knows this already, but next month, on the 7th of the month, I'll be 77 years old. My mind still thinks I'm 18. My body says you're an idiot, too. But anyway, I thank God I still get around. I have some problems with my balance, with neuropathy in my feet. I get lightheaded. They can't find what's called it. My blood pressure is fine. All my blood tests are good. I'm going to have my ears checked by ear, nose, and throat spacers next month. Maybe it's something in my ears, but my balance is bad. But I still have the energy to get up and do what I want to do. Not as much as used to, but I still can get around. And I thank God that every day, Melody. I don't take that for granted because it's a blessing at my age to be able to get out and do what I'm doing. I still do a radio show after 33 years. It's a blessing, is it not?
Well, you know what? I golf with a woman that's 85.
Wow.
And she's a pretty good golfer, better than I am. Well, I'm not that good, so that's not really saying a whole lot. But she's 85. She gets around like, you know, when the women play, you know, she plays with her husband, but when she plays with us girls, you can't tell the difference. And, you know, our girls that range in our foursome is anywhere from 60, 65 to her 85. You know, most of us is 65 and 70, or 39, I'm sorry. So it's just got to keep going, Butch.
That's it. I agree. Mm-hmm. And I've done radio, as I said, this coming March might be 33 years, Mel, doing the radio.
Yeah.
Not listening to me on that long. 33 years. And people say, are you going to retire? Now, believe me, I've thought of it. I've tried to quit 3 times. And the Lord's always opened other doors and said, you can't do it yet. So I'm not the boss. I just work for somebody that knows what he wants me to do, and I try to do it. But I've been blessed so many years to be able to talk to folks like you and others and talk to the great people listening to this program. And I'm amazed that I got a letter the other day from the southern tip of Mexico, the state of Mexico. A guy wrote me a letter and said, please stay on shortwave. I don't have a cell phone. I don't have a computer. Shortwave is how I listen to you. And he said, please stay on the radio. Don't go off the radio. And I appreciate that. I really do. If you listen on shortwave, again, Melody's paying for that time, so I appreciate what she's doing, if nothing else. Maybe at least call and thank her for it, because I think it's worth that much if the radio program makes bless you at all. At least thank the one that makes it possible. Melody, we're down about the last 5-6 minutes here. And what do you want to tell the people in closing? What do you want to share with them? Folks, the line is open, 717-300-1698. And don't forget our special for the month, the two books we offered, Chaplain and Clergy of the Revolution, great book, a history book. All children in school should read this book and study it, and great quotations to read and ponder from people, and even some minds in there, if you think it's worthwhile. You both the books, regular price is about $45, they'll sell $35. That's delivered price. And that 3-hour teaching I did comes with a book and an outline, a 3-hour teaching on DVD or CD on American prophecy, and America is in prophecy. I said it in the teaching, and I'll say it right now. I can tell you what's coming in America. I can tell you what America's future is by reading the Bible. Yes, I know what it is. I'm not setting dates when it's going to happen, but I know what the Bible says coming on America. That teaching is regular, I think $39.95, $29. Get this thing right to you in your hands, 3 hours with a book and outline. No, I'm not making much money. We're breaking even, perhaps, but we're doing our best to get it out to you. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 if you want to get a copy. Make copies of it, share it with your friends and family if you can. Melody, what do you want to tell the folks now?
Well, it was a fun hour.
It was.
And my telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. And yes, give us a call if you have any questions. The gold market is really going through something pretty amazing, but yet prices are very weak. Premiums are very weak on product. It's a great time to be buying. And don't let the prices scare you. There's lots of things we can do. There's different products you can purchase, and it comes down to your perspective or objective as far as what and why you're buying gold and silver. But don't sit and wait until the panic begins, because I truly believe once the panic begins, there's going to be very little product, very little. They're melting down $20 gold pieces. The premiums have never been so low. And that means when we get back into that panic-driven mode, those prices will skyrocket because they've melted down so many, and they're continuing to melt them down. It used to be we had to go to Europe in order to buy product to bring them back to certify them. Now we're melting them down. So, and this is product that can't ever be made again.
And why they melt? What's the reason to melt them down?
The premiums are so low. They make more money. They're making more money melting them down.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, like I said, I can sell Mint State 64 $20 Liberty gold pieces for the same price as a Gold Eagle coin. So, and it's not because it's a bad product. They've been misrepresented by these online sellers and dealers for, you know, actually through COVID. And so we've seen the change coming out of COVID after that, even though these prices are high. But these prices, you know, you have record stock market. So people are holding on to their paper investments because they're making record highs, instead of selling some of their profit and getting something that will preserve their wealth. They're going to hold it until they lose it. They're getting cocky now. And once they get cocky, and once they become sure that things are, you know, that there's, it's just going to continue forever. And that's when things happen. So don't wait. 1-800-375-4188.
All right, folks, we've done our best tonight to share just news and open conversation between myself and the LD. You were welcome to join us. You really were. We love your input. I know you're out there listening, but don't ever, some of y'all will call me on Thursday and say, we don't interrupt you when you do an interview or talking. Please don't feel that way. I want your opinion also. A question, a comment is always welcome in this program.
I've changed my view because of people's, you know, radio, my customers and stuff.
Absolutely.
Like that. Yeah.
I've learned from them.
I have.
You know, and the people say, well, we don't interrupt you. Please understand, I'm only a servant. I am no better than anybody else. Mm-hmm. How you think and how you feel, your opinion matters. We may not agree on it, and maybe you'll learn something too and change your opinion, as I have done in the past. But we share. We learn from each other. As iron sharpeneth iron, we sharpen each other's wit and our intelligence, and we get knowledge from each other. Please don't ever feel like you bother me by calling in. Melody Searsham, thank you for all you've done for so many people.
Thank you, and same to you.
Being there with everybody for so long and your patience, I don't know how you've done it as long as you have. I admire you for that. I really do.
Thank you.
I admire you for that. I may give you a hard time, but I respect you.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to hear.
So I want to thank you for joining me tonight. And can we do it again sometime?
Well, maybe.
Maybe?
I would love to.
And tell the folks how they can hear your broadcast that you do on weekends.
Well, it's an out of right now it's just through Global Star, so the satellite, so mm-hmm. where they're listening now, I guess.
Okay, and folks, I'll join her sometimes on Fridays for a little bit. We do a program together on Friday afternoon. I'm sorry, Saturdays, and you can join us if you can. We'd love to have you join us, listen to the program. Then I think you enjoy if you enjoy listening. Her and I did back and forth. Melody, thank you so much.
All righty.
I'll be in touch. Okay, take care.
You too. Bye bye.
All right. We're another night coming and going. Another day of life coming and going. And folks, life is made up of time. Time is the essence of life. We all each are allotted so much time, and that's all. We're not promised tomorrow, and not promised next heartbeat. We're allotted so much time, and our time is up. We're finished here. And our time is put here to glorify our Father in heaven. If you're not a Christian, you're not even talking about, I'm sorry. I really am. If you are a Christian, you're not seeking to do God's will. You're lukewarm. And Christ said, I'll vomit you out. I'll send you to hell for that lukewarmness, is what he's saying. But I want to bless you if I can and glorify our Father. Please feel free to call me anytime. Have a question for me, call the office, and face if somebody will find me, and I'll call you back, okay? I'll see you tomorrow night, just you and I tomorrow night. We're going to discuss some topics that we need to share, get out in the open, maybe explain some things as to what I would approach people in a Christian way. Love you. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.